Hello.
Hey, Jose?
Yes?
Hey, Jose, it's John with Local Splash, the Google partner.
Hi. Yeah.
Hi.
My wife, he just left right now. I know you guys are going to be closing by 4. So she
yeah.
just left because she has an appointment.
Shoot.
So
okay.
Yeah, because she has an appointment, so she left. She was waiting on here. So we called you guys back, and she's like, no, I don't have a time right now. So,
yeah, it's because I was on a call right now, so they sent me a message and told me to call back. Shoot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. I was just helping one of my clients with their account. But
yeah.
Are you thinking about having Brothers Construction on the first page of the Google search results like we've been talking about? I know you said you just wanted her to get the payment together pretty much.
Yeah, I just need to know a little bit more about it.
Okay.
And how often you think I'm going to be getting jobs, and maybe.
Yeah.
I
really stand on this. So, like, guys get calls off being on the first page of Google every day, but I can't tell you you're going to get calls every day, you know, because our calls are recorded.
Huh.
Google doesn't want me to, like, tell you, oh, you're going to get 20 calls, you know. Our CEO here doesn't want me saying stuff like that, because if I tell you, hey, you're going to get 20 and you get 15 and then you cancel the service based off of, hey, you lied to me, you know, they just don't want us to get into that. So anybody that guarantees you that you're going to get a certain amount of clients or make a certain amount of money from marketing, they're lying to you just to get you to try to buy it, you know, and I won't do that.
I know there are some people that are just going to be calling just to get some numbers of their jobs. But, yeah, I was going to ask you something now.
Mm.
So, but, like, how many calls do you think I can get in a day?
There's no limit. I mean, there's literally no limit. Like, if you pulled out your phone and you typed in general contractor near me, or if you even typed in, like, bathroom remodel or kitchen remodel, you'll see the guys will pop up and Google's telling you, hey, these are the top recommended guys, you know? And so you can click on that phone icon and call them right then and there. I mean, there's really no limit. I mean, the people could call you all day. What we do know, though, Jose, is that they have to type in bathroom model or kitchen remodel. So they were, or general contractor, you know what I mean? So they were looking for somebody that does what you do. That's the only way they get your information to begin with.
Uh-huh.
So they're qualified.
So you guys didn't send the phone numbers to the person to call it. So they search for, so they choose what company they want them to be working on their house.
Yeah, they can pick the contractor. Our job is to make your business look as appealing as possible. So, like, we build a website, show some examples of your work that you've done. We put your reviews up there. We let them know you're Google verified. And then we get them to call you so you guys can take it from there.
So how much do you guys charge a month, do you guys say?
It's $249 with the discounts that I applied for you.
So $249.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's no more, like, to start with the...
No,
I don't have to pay no more.
Nope, no lead fees, no click fees, no call fees. It's just a one-time payment each month, $249. That's it.
Okay, so you guys need to check the, like Angelis do, like the record and everything, or...
They do look into your business before they put you on the qualified candidates list for me to call. So... They'd say, like, if your state requires licensing, that they're going to want you to have that, though, if it's required by your state. If your state doesn't require the license or insurance for the kind of work that you do, then it doesn't matter.
Okay, because, yeah, I already went through that process with the state already.
Okay.
But
yeah.
I'm working on my license right now, so I don't have it on me right now.
That's fine. Like, what we do is we send you a form called the Google Verification Form. As long as you have, like, the intent of getting it or you're already in the process of getting it, they'll let us go ahead and post your business up there.
Oh, okay.
I've had guys who weren't even starting that process yet, but they just say, like, hey, I'm gonna get it. and I'll go get it in like a week or two, you know? And then Google's like, okay, because you're just working at your own risk, you know? If you go out there and you guys mess something up and you don't have the insurance, then you know, obviously, you're running a risk for your business, so that's at your own.
Yeah, but, like, if we go and do a job, if, like, in case they don't want to pay us, we can have trouble for that because we don't have a license or not?
No, if they're not trying to pay you?
Yeah, like, if they don't, because there's some people they don't, I mean,
Jose, come on, man. I don't know you personally, but personally, for me, I would take a bat to their car. I'll put a knife in their tires, dude. Like, that's, they deserve whatever they get after that, you know? And then, that's different.
But,
like,
I mean, like if they call the police or something, I can get in trouble. They can sue me for, or they can give me like a ticket because I'm working without license. Not get in trouble.
They're not gonna know. Like, nobody's gonna, I mean, usually people aren't gonna say, hey, pull out your license and insurance, you know what I mean? Unless something bad happens. And then it's a different situation, you know? It's like, people don't ask you for your car insurance until you crash the car, right?
So, yeah.
Yeah. So it's like that. Just know how you're operating your business, in the meantime, but we always recommend that you have it just to keep yourself safe, you know?
Okay. Yeah. So that's good. So, but she's not gonna be here for a while. So, maybe if we can call you tomorrow, you can give us a call tomorrow.
Yeah.
Let me.
I got you. I already had this position on a hold up until 3:30. It's 4 o'clock now. So we're actually wrapping.
Let me see if I can call her right now.
Okay. Yeah. Because I'm about to leave after this for the day. So if we can't get a hold of her now, then I could just circle back with you tomorrow.
Bueno.
Hey.
Hi, Yvonne.
Hey.
Hey, Yvonne. This is John with Local Splash. I think you tried to call in and get a hold of me a little bit ago.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, I was just talking with Jose about listing the Business Brothers Construction on the first page of the Google search results. I've kind of been following up with him over the last 2 days, and you wear the pants, from what he says. No offense, Jose. But he's like, I gotta get my wife, and then we could go from there. So, did you have any questions like about the listing or how the placement works, or have you guys kind of talked about it already?
He just kind of said about, like, he kind of explained a little bit about it, and he's really interested.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if he has more questions about it. None of.
Oh yeah, we were just talking for like 20 minutes before we called you.
So I already asked those questions. So no.
¿Solo quieres que pague?
Yeah, yo creo. So okay. So if we make the payment right now, when can we start to get the code?
Well, so we have to do a client interview with you, which I could also do in Spanish. I have bilingual reps here as well. If you prefer Spanish.
Yeah.
So I'll have to do a client interview tomorrow.
Are the clients going to call Jose, or is he going to get leads, like with Angie leads?
No. The customers will be able to call him directly right off the first page of Google. Like, they'll have to look up on Google a service that he provides, and then they'll be able to see him next to the map there with, like, the name, address, phone number, and a link to the website we build. And then if they're on a mobile device, they just click the phone icon, and it'll call them directly as a live lead. And then you know it's somebody, like, within your area that looked up a service that he offers.
Okay. Nano, y pero tu compañía, ¿te acuerdas que alguien más tiene ese nombre?
Otra pregunta.
So, for Jose, he's starting his business, so he just came up with Brothers Construction because it's going to, like, later on, it's going to be a few of his brothers joining the team, right? Right now, it's Jose and one of his brothers right now.
Okay.
But when we searched on the internet, Brothers Construction, I saw that there's another business already
locally
with Brothers Construction. It's not locally, like by where we live.
Okay.
It's a few miles away.
Okay.
So I don't know how that would work.
Yeah, there could be a conflict of interest there if the names don't like differ.
So I don't know what we could name it, so they don't. So we don't get sued or...
Hermanos Construction.
I seriously have not searched that up, so I don't even know if that one is taken.
Yeah.
So you might wanna give us a little bit of time just to think about the name, yeah, so that way we don't get in trouble for that too.
Yeah, that's fine. I've already been pulling strings for you over here. I put it on a hold yesterday afternoon and then all the way through till today. I've just been working on other listings. I'm actually getting out of here today, too, or like right now. Okay. I got off 4 minutes ago. So
Jose wants to go ahead and do it, but that's our only concern that...
Yeah, that's a real issue, though, because we're going to brand it.
Yeah.
We're going to brand it. So everything with his number, that business name, and the business address all has to be, like, set in stone. You know what I mean? Because once we submit that to Google, that Google business profile will be with you guys even if you leave our services later. You know, you exist as a verified business on Google. So
So if I search up a business, let's say Jose's Construction, and nothing comes up, or, I mean, it might, but... Can we use that instead?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, you could probably still use Brothers Construction. I mean, if there's a trademark issue, but then you also will run the issue of, like, we're building a site. So I know for sure if there's already a brothersconstruction.com, we won't be able to get that domain name, you know? So it might just be better to kind of have something that's a little more unique than to have it where it's like, yeah, it's kind of separate you guys.
Yeah, maybe we can add a letter or something.
Yeah, add a letter. Like I said, there's no problem with being Hermanos Construction, you know what I mean? If they have a problem with that, you probably don't want to work with them anyway, right? Mi esposa es salvadoreña. So yo hablo piquito español en mi casa. Not a word.
Okay, so, yeah, then let us just talk about the name, and then you can call him tomorrow morning, and he can just process the payment.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, yeah, that works perfectly. Like I said, I got two baby boys at home, so I'm going to go home, and then I'll circle back with Jose in the morning, and then hopefully we got it all figured out and can get it rolling.
Okay, we'll work on the name today. Yo?
Uh-huh.
Are we?
Mañana.
Around 12?
12 o'clock?
Tomorrow, I would be home around noon, yeah.
Around noon, okay. Let me drop you on my calendar here. All right, I got it all set. I'll circle back with Jose on the other number that we were talking on yesterday, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, the 326-2007. Oh, we're on that one right now.
Yes, that one. That
okay.
One's
all right, Jose, I'll talk to you then. Yvonne, I'll talk to you then. You guys have a great evening, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.